Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is a DVD. It's Now You See Me. Well, Mark Ruffalo, he's on the case of Jesse Eisenberg and Woody Harrelson's Magic Act, who appear to be stealing money in a really big way and giving it all away. He has to unravel the clues and figure out what's real and what's not.
Come in close, because the more you think you see, the easier it'll be to fool you.
FBI! Hands where I can see him.
I don't think I heard you correctly. Did you say magicians robbed the bank?
You do realize this is a game.
Expose them now and destroy them.
Now, this is such a cool idea. Use the power of magic to take from the ridiculously wealthy and give it to everybody else. Add some twists and turns to keep the audience guessing, and you've got a pretty great movie, right? Wrong. Although this one starts strong and looks to have all sorts of potential, it goes really, really wrong. Just a few quick notes, Hollywood. If you're gonna have a super giant star like Morgan Freeman in a movie, give him something great to do and not just some lame script reading. Then if you have to put a romance in the movie, make it one that we might actually believe. And finally, if you want to dazzle us with twists and turns, don't let us know what's going on. And for sure don't make those things so unrealistic that we wouldn't believe it anyway. So yeah, I'm not a fan of this one. By the time this movie ended, I cared less about who did what and why than I do about studying the mating rituals of carpenter ants. Yeah, that bad. So in a movie night, Traffic Light, Now You See Me DVD is a red light. Now into a movie in theaters, it's Riddick. Well, Vin Diesel's in a mess again, and this time he's fighting for his life on a remote planet against bounty hunters and aliens.
Don't know how many times I've been crossed off the list and left for dead. This ain't nothing new. Bounty hunters.
I've been hunting Riddick for 10 years. He's the most dangerous man we've ever tracked.
Come to collect your head in a box.
So yet again, we play for blood. You're not afraid of the dark, are you?
Now, it's been 13 years since we first saw Riddick in Pitch Black, and 9 years since The Chronicles of Riddick. And the great part about Riddick this time is Vin Diesel, of course, but the bad part might be Vin Diesel, too. Although, I happen to relate to and completely understand sticking to the relentless pursuit of what others might think of as hopeless and completely ridiculous, sticking with Riddick might not be the best plan. Unfortunately, this time it's done on a pretty low budget, which might be okay if the movie wasn't supposed to be filled with realistic-looking special effects, which it is, but it's not. And it might be okay if the story's so outstanding it made us forgive the fakey-looking stuff. Again, it's not. And finally, it could all be salvaged if the ending was so amazing it made us forget the rest. Nope, not. So it seems this time around, the best of Riddick is far, far in the past. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.